The quickening is here. Massive alien disclosure is set to happen, possibly even in days. Plus, Trump's meltdown is accelerating.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Facts and common sense are in. Yes, there have been corrupt empires. Yes, they manipulate. Yes, there are secret societies. Yes, there have been oligarchies throughout history. And yes, today in 2002, there is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, open borders, total and complete tyranny, where human beings are absolutely worthless. There's 6.25 billion of us, and the globalists have said it many times. There's too many of us. We're causing a problem. We need to be culled at the tune of 80%. It's amazing to talk about that, but it's the globalists, the UN, their own public statements, and they've convinced a lot of liberals and elitist conservatives and others that by going along with this, that we're intelligent members of society. It's the ultimate Malthus worldview. It is this radical, virulent form of social Darwinism. It's the excuse of tyrants. And by creating open borders where there's no national sovereignty and only global bodies that control all the resources, by centralizing and socializing health care, the state becomes God, basically, when it comes to your health. And then by releasing diseases and viruses and plagues upon us, we then basically get shoved into their system.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Congressman Tim Burchett has a lot of credibility with me. He didn't go along with the Republicans or the Democrats on the Epstein cover-up, just a lot of other things. You tell he's the real deal. His voting record's excellent. And he was asked yesterday, we got the clip coming up on Fox News about former Congressman Gates being briefed about alien human hybrids by the Army. And he said, well, I can't give you classified information, but he said, just what we were shown 2 weeks ago would terrorize the entire population, and you just wouldn't even believe it. He says Americans would freak out if they knew what Congress has been told. Now, I've been on top of this for a long time, and I can tell you most of what Congress has given, most of the guests, and I'm not putting Joe Rogan down. He knows a lot of them are full of it. He's always trying to figure out who's accurate, who's not. He asks me all the time. Will come on as these DOD whistleblowers and just put out absolute crap. So they're flooding the zone with a bunch of disinformation. But there's also a lot of real stuff going on. And we know that because all of the ancient religions in the Middle East tell the exact same story, the same one that's in Genesis. In fact, in more detail. And it was Ridley Scott, when he made Prometheus, the prequel to Alien, told the New York Times years after it came out, and I said this when it came out, I said, this is the elite's creation story. None of them are atheists. None of them believe we came from evolution on its own, but directed evolution, accelerated evolution, and this is what they believe, because I've been around these people. And they do. And then he gives this big interview years later saying, oh, this is my religion. This is how I think the Earth was actually made. And you notice it's the aliens are humanoid giants, you know, 10, 12 feet tall. And they've got a bioweapon that they use to kill other humanoid colonies that they don't like because they'd seeded us here. And they're sending ships from their attack base out to wipe our planet out. And that's why it's interesting later humans get to a development level and go back out and, well... So, and that's what's in the Anunnaki legends and all of that is that that God decided to wipe us out because we've been mixed with another alien species he didn't like. So this is all about to come out, folks.